An ugly situation at Matanuska Electric Association got a little uglier this week as utility board members prepared to fire a long-term general manager. As APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, mudslinging and negative allegations have marred an upcoming board election.
Earlier this week, Matanuska Electric Association's board of directors sacked two members of the management team. Assistant manager Tuckerman Babcock and IT director Bruce Scott were fired without cause. Babcock pointed to his support of candidates challenging two board incumbents up for election, but he saved the most vitriolic comments for board member Janet Kincaid in particular.
Janet Kincaid should not be using her position on the board to advantage her son's financial and personal interests.
Kincaid is not up for re-election. Board President Lois Lester and member Kit Jones are. But a bylaw change also on the ballot irks Babcock. He says sitting board members tried to block Proposition 1 from the ballot.
It would prohibit someone from being on the board whose immediate family members are involved in a $10,000-plus electrical business relationship with the MEA. And Janet Kincaid, who is on the board of directors, her son, David Kincaid, is an electrical contractor who does far in excess of that amount of money with MEA. And it has been an ongoing challenge at MEA to deal with Janet Kincaid constantly carrying the water for her son's financial interests.
Lester and Jones are urging MEA members to vote no on Prop 1. Their campaign literature states that Prop 1 is a thinly veiled attempt to remove Janet Kincaid from the board. Lois Lester.
First of all, Prop 1 would eliminate thousands of MEA members from even applying for the board. It is too restrictive. Even in a sense, if you had a cousin twice removed that had, let's say, a $10,000 contract with MEA, you could not run for the board. So it's just too restrictive.
Babcock says he personally investigated activities by David Kincaid involving the use of MEA materials and the use of MEA's warehouse. He says half an hour after giving his report to the board, he was terminated.
Believe me, Alan, there'll be no further investigation into what was going on with their son in MEA's warehouse. That'll all be swept under the rug.
Janet Kincaid, for her part, says she's sorry her family is being dragged into the turmoil. She would not go on tape for this story because she says she fears that Babcock's termination will result in a lawsuit against the board. But Kincaid did say that she is only one of seven board members and has no control over how MEA's budget is spent. She also said her son does not work for MEA, nor does he subcontract for anyone that does. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.